Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I'm Sporky.
I'm Shin Garrett.
And I'm Rachel, and I wasn't aware we were going to do spoken verses of All-Star. This is a good start.
Well, only the best on this podcast.
Let's see, this week we watched episode number 50. The badly named Onna no Tatakai, Lady Devimon. The Girl's Battle, Lady Devimon, or Joe's Battle, which is slightly better, I guess.
Wait, are you not into The Girl's Battle, Lady Devimon?
Not so much, no.
Oh, I would have thought you would have been.
Eh.
I mean, you know.
It's on the sexist side.
I mean, you know, Joe's Battle, you know. Clearly, this entire episode is all Joe's story, you know. The cat fight is irrelevant.
Well, I mean, the catfight is irrelevant, but for wrong reasons. And Joe doesn't really battle anything. It's more of an external battle, internal battle.
Joe battles with himself, and he still manages to lose.
No, he wins, I guess.
By the time we get to try, though, we discover that Joe's ongoing battle with himself is still at a crossroads here.
That's true.
That's way too relatable.
I can't hold try against O1 though.
I can.
No, well, you can,
anyway,
I guess.
Before we do too much more of this, Rachel, since the last time you were on, we've changed our format a bit, and now we do plot in 60 seconds at the beginning of the show.
Alright.
And as our guest, it's your turn to summarize the episode.
Alright, so basically Joe and Mimi, along with a bunch of people that they've recruited, are watching the city dissolve, which basically means they're watching the cells slide off screen. They walk around in this desolate gray area, and then Joe remembers that his brother told him that, hey, you don't have to be a doctor, your path is your own, and blah blah blah. And apparently Joe takes this really to heart, and at the end of the episode he decides to ditch everyone to go find Matt, because, you know, Joe really cared about Matt, obviously, even though I don't really remember them having a whole lot to do with each other.
I'm not totally convinced they've ever spoken.
I don't think so either, but apparently he really cares about Matt. At some point as they walk around the desolate wasteland, Joe hears a harmonica. And there's only one person Joe knows that is emo enough to play a harmonica. So he rushes thinking it's Matt, but he actually finds Electmon, who they convince to join them. Their little renegade walking around the forest thing. Meanwhile, Ty and his group are, I don't know, not really, I don't really remember what, I don't think they're really doing a whole lot. Pretty much the main purpose of that arc is so Lady Devimon and Angel Woman can have a catfight.
Yeah.
And at the end of the episode, Pennywise is starting to approach them for the final fight.
Pennywise Mon.
Sure.
Alright, you were a little over time, but it's fine. It was good summary.
I'm sorry.
All
right. I mean, there was one best part of this episode, though, and it's the part where Fridgemon is back.
Yeah, Yukidaruman is pretty good.
I like how Fridgemon's kind of like Iceman from X-Men in that he has the power to make drinks cold.
That's a very important power.
Yeah.
He also makes ice bridges at one point.
Yeah, across, like, the ocean.
So he's also Elsa from Frozen.
He has well and truly let it go, and I'm pretty sure the cold has never bothered him.
Stop comparing Fridgemon to, like, to inferior ice power per people.
What's one little, like, inconsequential bit in this episode was that Agramon's just like, ah, Fridgemon, you're too cold. Ah, you're too hot.
I was kind of into that joke.
That was cute.
It's just Ogremon being more tsundere, which is Ogremon's one character trait now.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's pretty adorable.
I'm into it.
Yeah. This episode...
I'm going to remember to put my cell phone on silent real quick.
God damn it. This is a professional podcast, Porky.
We are professional professionals.
That's why you pay me an exposure.
We don't. I don't even pay you an exposure.
Wow, that's true,
that,
isn't
that,
it?
That hurts.
The truth sometimes hurts. I don't get paid.
I get paid, but not for this.
This episode does have a really great difference between how Mimi acts in the sub versus the dub. In the sub, she's all selfless, like, oh, no, you guys don't need to go get me food. I'm fine. In the dub, she's like, no, no, please don't get me food. But if you are, you know, here's my request.
If you are, somehow find me root beer in the middle of the digital world.
But they did.
And they do it.
She's, I think she, in the episode, she requests a chili dog, so she's pretty much Sonic.
She's gotta go fast.
I mean, I just want to point out that I had chili dogs before this recording.
That's nice.
That's important.
That is. That's important for this podcast episode, in which the dub completely shits on Mimi's character that we've been building up the entire series.
Yeah, that's true. Also, for some reason, they turned the cola into root beer.
It doesn't matter? Like, is cola like a copyrighted word or something? Term?
I don't think so. It just seems like a weird thing to have changed.
I mean, like, they're the same thing, except, like, one has caffeine and the other doesn't.
That's probably, like...
No, but okay.
No, root beer is generally caffeine-free.
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And also, root beer is better.
Sporky.
Fine. Fine, we'll put that on the back burner.
Anyway, then we start doing some Joe and Mimi shipping so hard.
Yeah, except it's a bad ship.
It's such a bad ship. I mean, there are... Why would you want to make Mimi suffer?
Well, you see...
that's rough.
It's... Oh, God, they just continue shipping it and try.
Yeah, they do.
No, they... Wow. But he has his Canadian... In fairness,
try ships everything.
But he has his Canadian girlfriend who definitely exists.
That's true. Yeah.
Joe is totally dating Bike Girl.
I maintain that the best way of revealing that would have been for him to just be dating Mako and just be like, hey, why are you guys hanging out with my girlfriend?
That would have been good.
Because he wasn't there the first couple of times they met Mako.
That's true, but Mako's not that good. I want better Joe. No.
That's true. Either that or he should have just been dating Mimi the whole time and been like, oh, yeah, about that.
No, you can't crush Izzy like that.
That's true. There's so much shipping and try. But
I think
they crossed the line when they started.
And most of it's bad.
When they started including the Hikari tie, though.
Because, of course, that comes back.
I think my favorite bit in Try is when Izzy's, like, ignoring everybody, just doing something, his computer stuff. And then the minute Joe confesses he has a girlfriend, that's when Izzy finally acknowledges them. It's like, whoa, yeah. Joe has a girlfriend? No one likes you, Joe!
Man, it's really time for me to get on top of learning how to dress like an adult. Even Joe beat me.
So, did we say any spoilers here? Do I have to play music over this?
I think it's fine.
Like, I'm not sure for once.
You know, at this point, it's spoilers for movies that have been out for over a year. Because it's only the first, like, two that we're talking about.
I mean, it's barely spoilers.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the conversation Joe has with his brother in the in the flashback is kind of relevant to stuff that happens later. Like, we kind of see that Joe kind of does struggle with this for pretty much most of his life. And that's, you know,
that's so relatable.
It really is. That's probably why I don't like Joe. It's like,
it's because we all have our inner Joes.
We all have our inner Joes, yes. I also have my...
That's true.
We also have all of our dub in our memes, too. It's like, oh, oh, Chris, you don't need to go out and bring me dinner, but if you are, you know...
No, I don't have this. You're going to have to explain this one to me.
You know, it's that thing where, you know, it's like, oh, no, I couldn't...
I'm trying to be modest, but as long as you're going...
Yeah, you know...
Please get me exactly what I want.
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm trying to be modest, and I don't want to be mean, but, you know, at the same time, Chinese takeout does sound pretty good for dinner.
I mean, I also had Chinese takeout the other day.
I think that's maybe not the point of the story.
I know, but, like, we've successfully, like... It named my diet for, like, the past 2 days. Anyway. Digimon. Oh, we make the single grave for the Numamon.
Yeah. Collectively, they're just barely important enough to rate one.
I, like, poor Numamon.
But, yeah, that's...
I do like in that shot where, you know, TK and Kari are praying, and Gatomon and Patamon look at each other, and it's like, oh, I guess we'll do it too.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, cute little animation bit.
I was also really kind of into the dub, having Joe complain about how they're always walking uphill.
They both!
And then a minute later, have Sora complain that they're always walking uphill. It was really good.
Oh,
it was a strong joke.
Also in turns in returning jokes in the same episode is the one where Joe's like, good old reliable Joe. And Gomon's like, no one calls me that. And then Ty calls him that at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Also, Matt shouldn't know what Joe was doing in the dub at that point, but whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Does anyone else find it funny when Mimi was like, only one person would take a swan boat?
I mean, in this world, we only know of one swan boat and only of like one person or only of a few people that used it.
That's true.
I suppose it's just kind of the line read there is like, wait a minute.
They're teasing that Swan Boat Senpai is coming back next episode, though.
I'm so hyped for Swan Boat Senpai.
I'll be real mad if Swan Boat Senpai doesn't show up in the last Try movie.
That would be a damn shame. What else? Andromon's still not dead.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think Andromon just survives the whole series.
That's so weird. No one does that. Except, like, all the rest that haven't died yet.
Yeah, Ogamon. Ogamon lives, too.
No, Ogamon died once, though, I think. Because, like, how did Ogamon not become inside of Devimon when Devimon was killed?
He just kind of got out. It happened off screen, and we wondered about it at the time.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a thing we would have done.
Or maybe I gotta go back and check now, because maybe they did go, oh, he'll be back.
Maybe.
From an egg. Been too long.
Primary village. Oh yeah, Electmon. Our good friend Electmon makes a comeback too.
Yeah.
We are just sewing up all the loose ends.
Yeah, I actually kind of dig that about this portion.
This is actually a pretty good episode. I like this one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The monochrome primary village is a cool, interesting artistic touch.
Yeah, I definitely dig that.
I also, like, even though, like, it's not the best character development, I'm glad Joe got something.
Mm-hmm.
And that we, you know, circled back and figured out what that whispering conversation his brother said to him before.
Yeah.
Which, like, wow, they've learned to keep a plot thread.
I know.
We've come so far in 01.
Gomon's also just a really supportive friend for Joe.
Yeah.
Gomon is just, like, the partner for Joe.
He really
is. There is no better partner for Joe.
They're paired very well.
What?
Sad Electmon was pretty sad. Now he's gonna go off and be a kamikaze soldier or something.
I guess? Didn't he join in the sub, though, and just not in the dub?
No, I thought he joined up in both.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the dub.
He should just, like, immediately die, because, like, he's a rookie trying to go up against a mega.
I mean, I guess. I like, I mean,
Paimon should
though.
Just be able to look at him funny.
I mean, Paimon looks at everybody funny.
Right, but I mean, that should kill him.
Yeah, it's not wrong. Like, really, like, the army that's built, like, doesn't really have a lot of heavy hitters, or, like, any.
Yeah, no, and, like, that's pretty much it on the army now.
Yeah, like, Andromon would have been the most effective tank for the army, and he's not even in the army.
Yep. He's a member of the hashtag resistance.
Boo. Boo. I can't believe you brought that over from last episode.
Let's see. Oh, we forgot Ty's dumb sports thing.
Oh my god.
Oh, like, god.
How could they not get their sports metaphor straight?
So I think that was intentional.
That's so dumb if it was.
And they'll all fall like a house of cards. Checkmate.
Such a bad thing. But
I don't know if it was intentional or not, because it seems like something they would do intentionally, but they also don't, like, play up what a joke it is.
They don't. There's like, because it's like supposed to be super serious, because Ty is giving a good speech, I guess?
Yeah, and he ends it with by saying the bases are loaded, we've got two outs, and we need a slam dunk. And maybe they meant to say grand slam.
Because that's how sports work.
But, yep, that was real silly, and I enjoyed it.
So are we just ignoring the cat fight in the room?
I was about to say that myself. It's just like, are we going to talk about everything but that, so we can just camp out on that for the rest of the episode?
There's nothing to it, but okay, sure, we can talk about it.
There's quite a bit to it. It's quite long.
That's true.
It's like half the episode.
Yes, it is.
I don't even think they played Hey Digimon during it this week.
No?
No, they did.
No, I don't think they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, the dub plays it. Okay. The dub totally plays like, Hey Digimon, monster friends to the boys and girls. Yeah, they totally do that when she's getting ready to, like, finally kick her ass. Like, actually defeat her. Yeah. Which is really jarring in that moment in the dub.
Yep, that's Hey Digimon.
I will give the dub that it's really great and awkward, Izzy just being like, I have no idea why I'm so into this.
Oh man, like the dub is just like trying to like not make a big deal out of this thing, but also inadvertently making a big deal out of the thing. Especially with the Izzy part.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the point where they lost it. They were doing so well.
Yeah.
Well, the sub, they play Anja Woman as being a lot more aggressive. Like, in the sub version that we saw, she actually goes, I'm gonna get that bitch!
Yeah, she swears.
Yeah, I can't believe they got away with that.
I know, that was so great.
I mean, what is, like, the word they use for that, though? Don't they, like, isn't the concept of swearing, like, not really as much of a thing?
They also have alcohol in the sub version, too.
Japanese.
Oh, yeah, in professor. The sub, she probably said, like, teme, which doesn't translate directly as anything, but it's just a really impolite way of saying you.
Okay. So it could be translated to bitch?
Yeah, no, that's a valid translation.
Okay.
The sub, whoever fan subbed it to might have just been having fun with it.
Yeah, most likely.
Or that. So yeah.
Actually, I can ask him, because I know that guy.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, I guess, is there anything that isn't the cat fight that we want to talk about first?
I don't know, because we're only 15 minutes into this episode.
Oh, don't worry. We can talk about the cat fight for at least 15 minutes.
Okay.
Probably.
I do love how also in the sub, she's a lot more aggressive to Kabuterimon when he tries to help her.
Yeah, look, Kabuterimon's just trying to be a helpful person, and she is a strong, independent woman who don't need no beetle. But she does.
Yeah, she legit needed the help.
Yeah.
Like, he does that shield thing over her, and she's like, get out of my way! It's like, oh, fine, jeez.
Yeah, I think Kabuterimon got friend-zoned? Friend-zone-moned? Yeah,
a little bit. Friend-mon? Like,
I mean,
he's just trying to help out.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. Men are insects, so, you know.
This is true.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Whatever you ladies say.
I'm sorry. Hashtag not all men? Question mark?
Just most of them.
Yeah, just.
It's like Togemon.
Yeah, like Togemon.
Is it just hashtag not Garrett?
Yeah. I mean, I like my husband, too, so, you know.
Yeah, Chris is fine. Yeah.
Hashtag not Garrett or Chris.
Yeah, hashtag not Garrett or Chris, you know?
Alright, I'm glad we've... You know, Jay's probably also fine, too. I feel like we just need to keep adding to this list, and then we're losing the joke.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we do. We explain the joke.
So who's the most dateable boy, then, in Digimon? I think it would be Izzy.
But Izzy's, like, super into computers. I feel like that would lead into some relationship issues where he just wants to be on the computer.
Yeah, but maybe you can, like, steer him towards playing online games.
Izzy's good.
Okay, well, basically, my point was, like, I mean, it even shows up in Try. Like, Izzy is totally super obsessive with the thing where they can't even pull him away from a computer. Do you really think that's best dateable boy material?
You could, pr- I, Like, he'll get off the computer for important things. He goes with his family to that nice French restaurant.
I mean, but that's like before he doesn't sleep for like 3 days and lives on bottles of oolong tea.
Well, I mean, the world's ending, you know?
On the other hand, one picture of Mimi was all it took.
This is true.
I'm trying to remember if that was just in a bridge or if that actually also happened. And
no, that totally happened.
Oh, it's been a while.
They were a little more subtle about it, but she sends the picture and suddenly he's like, nope, we're all going.
Izzy's extremely good boy.
I'll have to double check that.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Izzy plugs in his computer to Andromon. That's a thing we've never done before.
Oh.
And then we're using it to 3D image some things.
Wait, no, didn't that exactly... No, okay, no. He plugged into Tentomon the first time.
Yeah. But this is the first time we've used a Digimon as an accessory.
Yeah. Which I think this form of doing stuff is different from last episode's form of doing stuff. Because last episode involved tentacle fingers, and this episode didn't.
Okay.
It's a very distinct difference.
Anyway, Ty had a little bit of character development where they show that like he plans ahead for things now.
So, like,
and stuff.
I didn't buy this at, like, all?
So, like, realistically, sure, it kind of makes sense to save Agumon, but at the same time, you've never cared about that before or since.
Right. It's also, like, in the sub, Sora's like, man, that's such a good speech, Ty. Make sure you tell it again when everybody gets back. And I'm just like, no,
so
it wasn't good. No, Sora, no.
She's just trying to be nice.
That's not how you be nice.
I mean, Ty's kind of been through a lot, you know? He's kind of seen that being reckless kind of hurts your friends, so, you know, I kind of appreciate that he's trying to be more careful with that, but, you know, we know that Ty is going to go right back into that kind of behavior, though. He doesn't...
Right. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, his development's really inconsistent. Sometimes he really seems like he's learning his lesson, kind of like, you kind of see that a little bit with that speech in this episode. But then in, like, a week, it's going to be like, well, time to be reckless and stupid and hurt my friends.
Right, like, we've gone through this arc before. Remember Edamon? I do.
Yeah, we went through this arc, like, 3 different times.
Pretty much.
And we're going to go through it again for probably another 3 or 4 times.
We would really have to condense, like, the last 4 episodes to do that.
Yeah. We don't really get it in O2 because by that point he's supposed to have grown up, but then we do again in Try.
Isn't Try and but Try's after? Okay, so O2 is just bad. Got it.
No, I mean O2 is just like nah, he grew up. Actually, I guess Try really has the opposite problem where he's too cautious.
Well,
and has to learn to be brash again.
But Try's after O2.
Yes, it is.
So like he went from being able to deal with it to not again.
Yeah.
He went backwards.
Yeah.
Because Matt's a bad influence.
We're sort of too far in the other direction anyway.
Well, no, Matt's a bad influence.
Okay, I'll accept that. Matt's just bad.
I agreed. Least dateable, Matt.
I mean, he is in a band, but it is called Teenage Werewolf for a time, so, you know, that kind of detracts any points he had going for him.
Yeah. And then the world on the knife.
I thought it was Knife of Day.
Yeah, I thought it was Knife of Day.
It's both.
Oh, okay.
This is pretty much like Mouse Rat from Parks and Rec, isn't it? Where he's constantly changing the band name every week or so.
I think that's the joke, yeah.
That's great.
Let's see. I think the most dateable boy might be O2 TK.
No.
Ken.
Did you revise and say Ken?
I did.
Okay.
Boy, I thought we were going to have to, like, sit you down and have, like, an honest discussion about how TK just gets worse as the series goes on.
He really does get just worse and worse. Whereas Ken, there's, like, really something there. You know, you could change him, you know? You can help him.
Ken does get changed.
Yeah.
It totally works. Ken's a good character.
He also has Wormmon. That's, like, immediately more dateable.
Fair enough.
All right, we should probably talk about this cat fight now, shouldn't we?
Okay. What do we have to say about
yeah,
it?
Not
really. It's a cat fight.
There's some slapping.
Well, there's stuff before the slapping.
Okay.
There's stuff after the slapping.
It's true.
I agree.
There's the part where, like, where Lady Devimon is clearly hitting on Ty and Izzy.
Yeah.
In the sub. It's only in the sub.
They change that in the dub to everybody evolving, and she goes, "Great, you've just made my job a lot easier." And I'm like, "How? How did that make your job easier?"
Because they're all flying then. So the distance for attack, excuse me. So the distance for attacks is shorter.
Okay.
You didn't think I was going to have an answer for that.
I don't agree with that answer, but all right, it's an answer.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate Lady Devimon's Japanese voice here? Like, that was, I like that voice work.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm also into the part where then, after she is hitting on the boys, Hikari and Sora are very upset and have very good faces.
That's true. That might need to be the episode art.
It definitely is going to be.
I guess I don't understand, like, in the Japanese version, there's that, you know, context of she's hitting on the boys, and that's kind of a reason why they're mad. In the dub, are they just, like, really... I guess she's evil, so I guess that's kind
of... Yeah, they're just, like, she looks like a witch.
Yeah. Which is witchest.
Yeah.
Hashtag not all witches.
Not all witches, man. It's uncool, man.
So there's that.
And then, yeah, so Ty sends, I guess we weren't totally clear, Ty sends Sora and TK to go find Matt. Check, I guess it's fine.
And Mimi and Joe. Like, it's not just Matt here.
Did he even mention Mimi and Joe?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Like, we need more than just Matt. We need more than, well, we don't need more than just Metal Gururumon, to be honest, but.
Yeah. I mean, we do. We need a TK. That was the only one you really need.
Yeah, but he's already there.
I know. This could have been solved a lot sooner.
Oh, yeah. We still have that dumb part to go through soon.
Yep. I want a set of keychains.
I'm like 90% sure we could probably go to Etsy right now and find it.
That's probably true.
Oh, there's other part where Hikari is just super into Angel Woman getting into a slap fight with Lady Devimon.
That's true.
I mean,
like, super into it.
I mean, it's like, it's her Digimon, so, you know, it's probably cool to watch her just bitch slap someone.
Yeah.
Maybe, but not quite like that?
She's a little too into it even for that.
I agree.
This was clearly relevant to her interests.
Also agree.
Pull her hair. Also in the dub, she keeps calling her Blondie.
I mean, I guess that's not inaccurate.
She's that was a thing you did hair. In the 90s.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You called blonde-haired girls Blondie in the 90s, I guess?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
It was just kind of weird of all the things you can insult her with. It's like, yeah, you have blonde hair. Take that.
Well, it comes with the assumption that blondes are idiots, which is, you know, not great.
What's a stereotype that's there?
Yeah.
I think what I love about the cat fight is that they have so much stock footage that they could have used, but they animated them punching each other. Both of them mm-hmm. can shoot lasers at each other, shoot laser bats at each other, but they just choose to punch each other instead because...
They put some budget into this because somebody clearly just had a thing for it.
Look, someone just wanted to animate a slap fight.
Animators are really horny. This is a proven fact.
That's true. It's the only reason Fate exists.
God damn it.
I want to resent that comment, but I know that would be incorrect.
You have searched your feelings, and you know it to be true.
Don't subtweet our guests while we're recording.
I think my
please.
I think my favorite.
Be good.
I think my favorite thing about horny Fate official art is that some characters, when some women, I should say, they can be wearing full plate armor, and you can still see the nipples somehow. I don't understand how that works, unless they're like, it's like Batman and Superman, or not, I'm sorry, Batman and Robin, where they have the nipples in the suit or something.
Yeah, they must be. Someone, like, hammered that into the armor.
Yeah, someone hammered in the arm, that arm, in the little nipple slots in the armor, you know, in case they get chilly, you know?
Look, you said make a breastplate.
Look, I just did. Maybe they're just like in the blacksmith. Like I just didn't think you meant literally, but you know, it's your commission, I guess.
Oh, fate! Fate is silly.
Fate is incredibly silly, but that's part of the appeal.
So Digimon.
Yeah, Digimon. Yeah, that other Fate show.
I don't think we've related Fate to Digimon yet. I'll take that as homework and figure that out.
Alright.
I'm sure, like, Royal Knights can just totally just make it plausible.
Yeah, isn't there some giant supercomputer on the moon or something?
Yeah, there's like a...
Yes.
Yeah, in Fate Extra, there's a giant supercomputer on the moon. So, you know, you could totally relate that those servants to being Digimon.
I mean, technically, isn't the moon cell, doesn't it house its own digital world?
Basically, yeah.
Alright, we're done. We figured it out.
Yep, Nero is a Digimon. Neuromon.
Checked off the list.
Tamamomon. That actually sounds kind of cute.
I mean, that's just
like... I knew something about Fate.
It's basically a step away from Renamon, to be fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nightmare Soldiers is a really cool name. I don't think we see any other of Paimon's Nightmare Soldiers, but I dig the name.
No. So this, it was a reference to the Digivice Tamagotchi things that were around before the show was.
Oh.
Because there were four kinds, and each of the Dark Masters was
one of them,
head of them, or one of the Megas from one of them.
That's why we had, like, the Metal Empire.
Yeah.
Which was metal.
And the Deep Sea something.
No one cares about the other two.
No. Maybe the last one was Forest Spirits, something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, Metal Empire is the most metal, so...
You know, Nightmare Soldiers would be a great band name. Like, Matt should definitely think about that next.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it is probably edgy enough for him.
I mean, Dark Masters is an option, too, but I don't know. It's no, you
know... It
doesn't
have the same ring to it as the Nightmare Soldiers.
It really doesn't, yeah. I think Nightmare Soldiers would be the better band name.
Maybe it could be like Paimon and the Nightmare Soldiers.
Okay.
Like a gem and the holograms thing?
Yeah. Wouldn't you want it to be Nightmare Soldiers then, instead of just a singular soldier?
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
No, you said soldier.
Oh, okay. Well, that was me being stupid. It happened.
I do appreciate that the big bad here is a clown, because nothing is more terrifying.
That's true. Just Kefka. Kefka, man.
Yeah, this is true. Or Pennywise, man.
Someone should get that Kefka laugh and just, like, dub it over Paimon. Well, that'd be pretty good. That has to exist already.
That's your homework. Make that.
Alright, Sporky, that's your homework.
Is it? Okay.
Well, I mean, my homework every week is editing.
That's true.
So unless you want to trade...
Alright. Subtweeting me already?
I'm not even subtweeting you. I'm directly telling you.
Everyone needs to be subtweeted at least once today. You know, I've already been subtweeted about Fate. You know,
we
got to pass around the torch here.
That's true. So like with the Lady Dedamon fight, like I think elemental weaknesses come into play because like Angelmon and Angelwoman are the only ones that really do anything to her.
That's true.
Yeah, and getting hit by Angelwoman's cut, what kind of sets off the cat fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, Bergermon's just bad, so that's probably why.
That has a lot to do with it. And then, does Kabuterimon do anything?
Besides... Well, he saves Angelwoman.
Yeah, I mean, like, he catches her, but he doesn't do any damage.
Well, remember the part where he broke Lady Devimon's spear by just being there?
That's true.
Like, that was her hand.
And then later he's like, oh my god, did it scar?
It's pretty cute.
It was really cute.
Like, Tentomon's a good Digimon.
Yeah, that's fair. And then, does Angelmon do that attack with the cross, like, ever again?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, like, Lady Devimon probably had, like, more attacks than, like, half of the kids in, like, what little screen time she had.
That's true.
I like how her laser bats come out of her belly button, it looks like. Like, they all kind of, like, appear, and it's, like, around her midriff areas where they come out of.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. And then we get a slow, silly-looking walk cycle of Pagliacci coming at them.
Yeah. Man, they really play that up in the dub, where WarGreymon's just, like, super impatient.
Yeah. Way to die in of old age over here.
It just goes on for, like, a fucking minute. It's so long.
Well, I think they just reused the walk cycle a bunch, because they had edited out a lot of the fight.
Yeah?
Yeah. They also got rid of his alcohol in that one scene where Lady Devimon's like, oh, please look at me, like, let me fight them.
Oh, yeah.
Did they take out the cool shot where we saw her reflection in the wine?
Yeah, they yeah, it's not in the dub. Because alcohol is bad, kids.
Mm-hmm. Remember before when it had to be soda pop?
It was a good shot, though. It was super artsy.
It was a really good shot.
And remember the part where Koromon just jumps at Lady Devimon? Like Koromon's gonna do something?
It was Agumon, I think, but yeah.
No, it was Koromon who then digivolved to Agumon midair.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was a pretty great screenshot there.
I'm just like, what are you doing? You're not gonna do anything.
Oh, good. You didn't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, well, Pepper Ref never does anything. Except when it does.
Very occasionally.
It shot down those pipes in that one episode with Andromon.
Yeah, that is a thing that happened.
It also made steam that other time.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, Pepper Ruff might actually be useful. Huh.
However, Boom Bubble.
No, Boom Bubble doesn't do shit.
I think you've described like two or three instances where Pepper Spray actually did something out of the, what, 100-something uses, though?
That is two or three more than any other rookie Digimon's attack.
This is true.
No, the MVP actually goes to Palmon, though, because, like, she grabs a bunch of stuff with Poison Ivy.
Alright, yeah, Poison Ivy's pretty useful.
Well, Palmon is the best Digimon, so that makes sense.
Okay.
That's an opinion you are allowed to have.
I like Palmon. She's really cute. I don't like Togemon, though.
She's cute. There we go. Alright.
Oh my god.
I like every one of her evolutions except for Togemon.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Needle Spray is useless.
Oh, come on.
Thank you. That's all I've been trying to say for a year.
Name me one time where Needle Spray actually did something.
When it brought down the helicopter.
Okay, something useful.
When it did the thing. On the boat.
You can't even make an argument here. Come on, man.
The time at Tokyo Tower.
Okay, I guess it was kind of useful that one time.
Okay, again, we're kind of coming into the issue where you described one situation out of, what, like 100 episodes?
Name two times that Bergermon did something useful.
Well, Bergermon doesn't do anything useful because they're terrible.
Yeah, Bergermon's pretty bad.
So, like, I feel like you can't complain about Togemon when there's stuff under Togemon.
This is a fair point.
Yeah, all right, but it's fun to make you mad about it.
I feel like Bergermon could be, like, a really great design if not for those weird teeth.
Yeah.
But even, like, Gardramon's kind of lame, and, like, whatever Gardramon digivolves into is also kind of lame. Is it Phoenixmon? It's probably Phoenixmon.
It's Ho-Omon, which is basically a phoenix.
It's Phoenixmon, got it.
Oh no, I guess in the dub it is just Phoenixmon.
Sora doesn't get much in this series. The series doesn't like Sora.
No, it really doesn't. Especially Tri when they just make Sora bad.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like, they made Sora Asta from Sora.
Yeah,
right?
They kind of did.
Like, that's just kind of what happens,
I feel that's harsh. I think Sora has a little bit more personality than Asuna. I mean, not a lot of it, but still.
Just in terms of what villains do to her.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, I think we've about covered this episode, so we should do our regular guest segments.
Yeah. What are those
again? We need a name.
Oh, yeah, you get to name us? We currently are still the Digiteers? That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm thinking, since it was everyone's favorite segment, obviously, we gotta talk about, we gotta, like, have something to reference that cat fight, clearly.
Okay.
How about the girls battle, plus Garrett?
All right.
I think the rule is we have to append Digi in there somewhere, but
the girls Digi battle. Digi girl.
All right.
Plus Garrett.
Plus Garrett.
Okay.
And you get to suggest a segment.
Okay. Seeing as how this episode heavily features two of the hottest female Digimon, I feel like a good game of Marry, Fuck, Kill is in order. Probably adding Renamon as the third option.
Okay.
So, Marry, Fuck, Kill. If you don't know how this works, pretty much you name three characters, and then you figure out which one you would fuck, which one you'd marry, and which one you'd kill. The idea seems to be that it's the fuck option's a one-night stand sort of deal.
Okay.
All right, so Marry, Fuck, Kill, Lady Devamon, Angel Woman, and Redamon.
Okay, I think I just have the solution. I think you marry Angel Woman, you fuck Lady Devamon, and you kill Redamon.
That's interesting. Why would you kill Redamon and fuck Lady Devamon?
More into Bat Lady than full-on furry, I guess?
All right.
Yeah. Fair enough. Sporky.
I guess I'd be a little more into furry than bondage, so I'll switch mine around. But yeah, still marry Angelmon.
Yeah, I would also still marry Angelwoman. So seems like everyone's in agreement there. See, we're kind of coming into this situation now for me where it's like Lady Devamon would probably be a better lay.
Okay. Right? Like, that's what I think.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it's like, Renamon's, I mean, wouldn't she just be curious to try it once, you know? I feel like I'm...
Yeah, but what happens if you realize that, oh my god, I should have married Renamon?
Well, then that's when you try to see if you can arrange, like, some kind of a close poly relationship between Angel Woman and Renamon, then.
Yeah, fair enough.
So yeah, I guess I think I'm kind of leaning towards fucking Renamon and killing Lady Devamon. Because, I mean, yeah, you could probably fuck Lady Devamon, but she'll probably murder you when you're done, so.
That's true. That's a point.
Not if you marry Angel Woman to help take care of that.
This is true, but I don't think Angel Woman would be into that three-way.
Like clearly you established, like, the bucket list when you did this marriage, and Lady Devamon just had to have been on it.
I mean, in an ideal situation, you have to, like, maybe...
I mean, I think going based on the content of this episode, she's on both of your lists.
Yeah, like, it totally worked out.
Exactly. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this game of Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Yeah, it was, illuminating.
Yeah, I'm watching these episodes with Chris.
Is that just your way of saying, like, I'm now judging Garrett more so than normal?
No.
A little bit.
All right. I am- one yes and one lying.
I had, like, detailed explanations for mine, so I clearly was thinking about this for a while.
This is true.
Well, we're watching the episode, and I'm just thinking with Chris, like, you know, this would be the segment I should introduce. I mean, two of the hottest Digimon are in this episode.
I mean, really, like, if you throw Rosemon in the mix, like, you've done it.
I always feel like Renamon's the third one I see a lot of fan art of. Is Rosemon more popular?
Renamon maybe has the most fan art of anything, okay. Because she's just the furriest.
Right.
True. I mean, Rosamond's pretty cute, yeah. I feel like when I get on the show, I mostly talk about the girls I think are cute.
Well, you know, it's like so do I.
It's like a thing I do a lot, apparently.
Well, I mean, because, like, the male characters are bad.
They are, yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Like, minus Ken, I guess.
Ken's good. I do like Joe. I mean, I guess I don't like Joe so much as I relate to Joe.
What am I
Joe?
Saying? Like, just, like, men and Ty are bad.
And TK is hit and miss.
TK is good until O2.
Yeah. Oh, Izzy's fine. Izzy's always fine.
Yeah, Izzy's also... Well, you know, I said the ones that were the issue were Matt and Ty.
Yeah.
I mean, Ty's the kind of guy, he would take you on a date, but if you accidentally, like, scratch the table or something, he would, like, flip out or something.
Well, that, or he'd forget his wallet at home and you'd be expected to pay for everything.
Matt would do that on purpose every date.
That's very true, yeah.
Or he'd, like, sneak out the back and let you just handle the bill without even telling you anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he's in a band.
Yeah, he's in a band. And he's an astronaut, so...
All right, I think we've episode of going digital.
Yep. We should do admin stuff.
We should. Oh yeah, that's me. I do that.
Usually. I mean, we don't have to.
No, I can. I mean,
but, yeah.
We're on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there's links to our Twitters, our emails, and other various things that relate to that. I mean, is there anything else? That's kind of it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's iTunes on there. Rate and review on iTunes if you can deal with the ecosystem that is iTunes.
Yep. iTunes is pretty bad, but it still seems to be a thing people use.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for having me.
Guys, I've had a really great time recording episode number 50 of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, and I hope we do it again real soon. And listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your fingers outside my laptop and keep triggering the phone booth.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
The Digivolution will not be slapped?
I feel like you need to end it on that terrible baseball quote that Ty has.
Alright, yeah. We could probably edit that in.
That's asking for a lot of editing.
Alright, fair enough.
Anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good time of whatever time it is. I'm not sexist towards time. Sexist wasn't the right word. I couldn't think of the right word, though.
Not as much, no.
Bye. Like, what's, like, the racist of time?
Timist?
I'm not timist, I guess.
Question mark?
Can the episode name be the racist of time?
I feel like there's a better episode for that.
Anyway, bye-bye.
Good time.
Goodbye.
And stop.